I'm gonna set a timer. My name is Sydney, and I'm an alcoholic. Anthony, thank you so much. This is a huge honor. I'm really happy to be here. Not at all nervous. I am an alcoholic. And I believe that I was an alcoholic before I ever got drunk for the first time. In what I've read in the book, you know, I've always, from the time I can remember, felt different, felt that I thought differently, that I felt differently than everyone else. And I always liked the word alienated because I felt like I was from another planet, like I just didn't fit in with the rest of the world. I didn't see the world the same way that everybody else did. Working this program has not taken that feeling away. I still feel that way. What this program has done for me is given me the tools and the power and the love for myself that I can accept that feeling. And when it gets overwhelming, I have healthy ways to cope with it, and I don't need to shut it off anymore. I didn't start drinking until I was in my late teens, but immediately I was, you know, the obsession was already on because I had finally found something that took away that feeling. It took away that fear. It took away, you know, I was fearless. I got right in the middle of the circle and said what I needed to say. And, you know, I don't want to spend too much time on what it was like because we all know what it was like. You know, it is definitely a progressive disease. It progressed over the years, and I actually got my first taste of the program. I was on my first of many. I was on my first 5150, which is basically a state mandated stay in the hospital, and a woman came in and talked about the program, and you know, I really didn't know what was in store for me as of yet, but it definitely stuck in my head because she had a light in her that I wanted, and I'm very grateful, and that's why I think H&I is such a wonderful part of the program, because I think that that's such a great way to reach out to, you know, alcoholics who wouldn't otherwise have that opportunity. I think I spent a long time, every time I relapsed and came back into the program, I tried to analyze. I was convinced that I had hit my bottom that time. Every time. I was like, this has to be my bottom. I've been homeless for months. This has to be my bottom. You know, I almost died. I was in the hospital. This has to be my bottom. Like, every time I thought it was my bottom. And what I've realized in this last year is that I wasn't going to have a bottom. I was going to keep going until I was dead. There was no lengths that I would not go to. Nothing was going to stop me. I had been through multiple treatment centers. I had been through multiple sober living homes. And I just couldn't get it for a long time. From the time that I started drinking and to now, it was about 14 years. I'm 28 now. And I remember being in my third treatment center, which was last July is when I went in, and I was a couple days in, and I had called my dad on the payphone that we have at the treatment center, and And I asked him, you know, I started to cry, and I was like, why am I here? You know, why am I even trying? Like, I know I'm just going to go back out there, and I'm just going to do the same thing, and I'm just going to hurt all of you again, and I'm going to hurt myself. And unbeknownst to me, I was doing an honest first step in that moment, and I didn't realize that until months later when I actually started working my steps. But it was just, you know, that moment of, okay, like, I give up. I can't control it. I surrendered. And the things that I have because of this program, you know, I used to go to meetings and I would hear people say, I have a life beyond my wildest dreams today. And I just thought that was so, like, it would irritate me. And I'm like, a life beyond my wildest dreams? Well, I'm not on a yacht with Leonardo DiCaprio eating grapes. So I don't know what kind of dreams you have, but a life beyond my wildest dreams is so much more simple than I had made it out to be. A life beyond my wildest dreams is that when I wake up in the morning, I'm not sick with fear. I remember, you know, after a night of drinking, before the actual, like, physical sickness of the hangover kicked in, I was sick with fear. I didn't know what I had done the night before. Sometimes I didn't even know where I was or who I was with. My first thought when I wake up in the morning now is, I need to make my pot of coffee and check my email. I don't have to wonder. I get to wake up in the same bed every morning. And, you know, I could go on and on about all the things that I get from this program. I have self-awareness today. I have confidence today. I have a relationship with my family today. You know, my dad can go to sleep at night knowing where I am and that I'm alive. And, you know, I have little moments throughout my day that remind me that I'm in the right place, and I have these moments of gratitude. You know, I was in Casa Solana 3 times. And the other day I dropped off a bag of clothing, and I had made a joke, and I said, you know, these girls are so tame. Back when I was in Casa, like, you would, if somebody dropped a bag of clothes on the porch, there'd be scratch marks and hair flying, and I was just making a joke. But, you know, my dad said, you've come a long way from being the one to fight for donated clothing to being the one to drop them off. And I'm still kind of reeling from that comment, because I'm so happy with who I am today, you know. And I used to look at my life and I would see all of the impossibilities. And now I get to look at my life and I'm overwhelmed. And the only anxiety I have is that I just don't have enough time to do and accomplish all of the things that I want to do. And something that I've had to learn is, and something that has taken me out in the past, is, you know, putting this program first. Because the job, the bills that I pay, you know, all of that stuff, if my program is not solid, then I can lose all that stuff like that. So that's why, even though I'm shaking right now, I do things like this, because it's important. So thank you for letting me speak. Thank you for being here. And